It started with a study wanting to see how many statues there are of women in the 12 largest U.S. cities.
Rosie Rios was the 43rd treasurer of the United States. And so in 2016, she commissioned a study to identify, are there any statues of women? And the study found that there were fewer than six statues of women. Somewhere along the way, Lyda Hill and her CEO, Nicole Small, came across this study and were in the process of formulating the if-then cohort of women, and decided that a very cool thing to do with that group of women would be to make life-size statues to, like, instantaneously change that narrative. And so they launched the if-then initiative.
The if-then cohort of women, an initiative designed by Lyda Hill Philanthropies, is a group of high-profile role models working in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. And that's where we meet Jen Makins, the director of STEM education at Parish Episcopal, only one of two teachers in the 120 if-then ambassadors.
Went through this rigorous application process, and they announced the 125 if-then ambassadors. And we didn't know that we were getting it being life-size statues. We just all signed on. They're like, yeah, we are women of STEM, and we're excited about promoting STEM to young students, and particularly young women. And then as part of that, they hatched this really amazing idea to create statues of women. And there's 120 of us.
You might have seen the striking orange statues at North Park Mall. And now the group and their life-size orange statues will be featured at the Smithsonian for Women's History Month.
The Smithsonian has decided to put a spin on Women's History Month, and their new take is Women Futures Month. And so the idea is it's a forward-looking celebration of the power of women and STEM to shape our world. I don't know that there's a better time for that message.
We're proud to call Jen Makins and the If Then cohort this week's KRLD Difference Makers.
For me, my statue isn't representative of me. The statue is representative of my kids and their hard work and their resiliency and the work we do here at school on a daily basis to encourage our kids to, that they can make an impact, a positive impact out in the world. So that's really exciting for me.
Susie Solis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.